excommunication. Members pledged to keep all the secrets within the society, and often to give away money or other personal possessions. The oath against division. Members promised not to deviate from the group's teachings, or start their own organization based upon the one to which they've given an oath. They also vow to always work for the betterment of the society, and not for themselves. The Oath of Absolute Obedience. Members pledge to absolutely obey the rules and order of the society. They must also pay homage to their headmaster or founder, and often follow the laws of the land. The Oath of Honesty. Members swear that they'll never tell a lie about anyone in the society or about the organization, and they promise to live within the group with honesty and forthrightness. And the Oath of Support. Members vow to give support morally, spiritually, or even financially to the society. This can even extend to reporting any insidious conduct that would bring harm to the association. Discipline for breaking these oaths and other internal rules varies with each society, and can run from being quite severe to members just having their hands slapped. Most punishments involve public humiliation by excommunication and being forever shunned by other members, having a person removed from power or position, or having a close friend in a lofty position removed from the seat of power. In the very extreme, punishment can result in death to the members and their families. Almost all secret societies seem to pay homage to some kind of deity or honor, which ranges from God to tenets of the group or its founder, and many members in religious organizations often pray that they're able to keep their pledges. Aside from their own agendas, the majority of covert associations also contain some degree of what we might refer to as magic. I'm not talking about witches or sorcerers here, but rituals that initiate the individual into the group. Even though some of the secret societies that are still around today had their beginnings after the time of Christ, my spirit guide, Francine, says that similar gatherings existed in ancient Rome, Egypt, Persia, Greece, and any other place where people felt that they couldn't live or worship as they wished. If there's one truth concerning secret societies, it's that there is no absolute truth because they differ in what they wish to accomplish. Whether they're political, religious, or mystical, fraternal, or criminal, they all seem to feel the need to keep certain information from the general public, perhaps out of fear, for protection, or for some cause or agenda that they're dedicated to, which they believe is for the betterment of humankind. As we take a closer look at these organizations, you'll also see how many of them put forth their truth under the guise of art, hiding clues within it to the very secrets they're protecting. Most secret societies can be tracked through valid investigation, although information about them will vary depending on how clandestine they really are. As you're about to find out, while some of the most powerful have survived, many more dispersed or just died out. As I mentioned, some secret societies came into being before the time of Christ, but most of them arose during the Middle Ages, especially those associations that are tied into the mystical or religious genre. Many of these faith-based groups were products of the Crusades and the Catholic Church's unyielding stance about hiding the truth about Christ's birth and death, as well as the fact that he lived beyond the crucifixion. Religions have their own agendas, and woe to anyone who stands in the way of their goals. So it turns out that what clandestine organizations have kept covered up are secrets dealing with religious dogma and those having to do with power and money. Unlike religious organizations, most of the political associations have only been around since the last century, thanks to the increasingly global nature of governments. Years ago, church and state were combined and worked together to control an ignorant populace, and then they seemed to separate. But did they really? Today, while many of these covert groups fall into the political or religious domains, many of them span both arenas. There are hundreds of covert groups, and by no means could I even hope to cover them all in one book.